How to prevent war. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House says it remains focused on being prepared for whatever Russia's president might do, also suggesting again that Russia could use false reports as a pretext for invading Ukraine. A day after President Biden said the threat remains despite Russia's claim of pulling some troops back.
He was right to candidly remind the Russian people that neither the United States nor NATO nor Ukraine want war.
But in the event of a conflict, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says the president would have broad support to use his existing authority for sanctions. The White House says there's been no attribution yet for cyber attacks in Ukraine this week. This amid warnings that U.S. defense contractors are being targeted in cyberspace.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, along with the FBI and NSA, say Russian entities are targeting contractors looking for information on intelligence, software systems, weapons, and other sensitive areas. Officials say the hack attempts can be traced from January 2020 to now, regularly mining emails and other data sources. Randomization of passwords and other access data have been recommended, as well as multi-level ID entry. Agencies are also warning contractors to review trusted IT partners that bad actors could exploit for classified information.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Tow trucks on standby in Canada's capital city as protesters are warned they could face arrest after the prime minister invoked emergency powers over the trucker-led demonstration against COVID mandates. Protester Jan Groen telling Fox News.
He hasn't made any efforts to talk to us. He just keeps digging deeper into powers. I don't think he understands people.
As the tension continues in Ottawa, just getting word the last remaining blockade of a U.S.-Canada border crossing has been dismantled. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As the pandemic shifts, the White House plans a shift in COVID testing.
The White House COVID response team had testing advisor Dr. Tom Inglesby at their weekly briefing. He is also the director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Inglesby said while they had scaled up rapid test access, they anticipate a decline in the demand for testing.
Today we're issuing a formal request for information from the testing industry, aimed at sustaining and expanding domestic manufacturing and testing capacity.
Specifically, solutions to manage market volatility and supply chain challenges. Even as the White House acknowledged declining COVID cases and states begin to lift mask mandates, Inglesby said they're engaged in a new effort to ship out high-quality masks for children.
The CDC, Fox's Jessica Rosenthal there, the CDC continues to assess its guidance meantime, but is not offering a specific timetable for an update. An FBI agent says the man who took hostages at a Texas synagogue was looking to buy drugs and a machine gun before last month's standoff, which ended with the hostages escaping and the gunman dead. The agent's testimony during a detention hearing for the Dallas man accused of selling the gun to Malik Akram. The attorney for Henry Michael Williams says he couldn't have known what Akram planned to do with the gun, but Williams, a convicted felon, wasn't supposed to have one. U.S. women figure skaters may still have a chance at Olympic gold pending an IOC probe into a competitor.
A silver lining for American figure skaters who won silver medals in the women's team event but haven't received their silver medals yet and won't until an investigation is complete that will determine the status of Russian skater Kamila Valieva, who helped Russia win gold and will skate Thursday in the individual competition. The silver lining as a holdover gift gift, the Associated Press reports International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach offered the ladies Olympic torches while they await resolution in the doping case that will open the door to receiving their medals. Jared Max, Fox News.
Stocks lower after yesterday's rally. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.